Your writing is clear, but there are some grammar, vocabulary, and sentence structure issues. Below, I've corrected your text and provided both B2 and C1 versions. Corrected version. Hi, today I read about Edgar Dale's Pyramid of Learning. It is an interesting concept, and if I understand it correctly, and if this pyramid is accurate, then the most effective learning method is to teach someone else or immediately use the knowledge. This includes simulating, modeling, experiencing a lesson, designing and performing a presentation, or doing the real thing. I agree with this idea, and in fact, when I was at university, I intuitively used this method. I like teaching others, and I realized that teaching actually helped me understand the topic better. However, my question is, how can I apply this knowledge to learning English if I study alone? I don't teach anyone, I don't have a speaking partner, and I don't live in an English-speaking country where I could practice in real life, so I have to simulate these experiences. How can I use this pyramid for learning English in my situation? Corrected version. Hi, today I read about Edgar Dale's Pyramid of Learning, which I found quite interesting. If I understand it correctly, and assuming the model is accurate, the most effective way to learn is by teaching someone else or applying knowledge immediately. This includes activities such as simulation, modeling, hands-on experience, designing and delivering presentations, or performing the actual task. I fully agree with this approach. In fact, when I was at university, I instinctively applied it. I enjoyed teaching others, and I noticed that explaining concepts significantly deepened my own understanding of the subject. That said, my question is, how can I leverage this principle for learning English when I'm studying alone? I don't teach anyone, I don't have a speaking partner, and I don't live in an English-speaking country where I can practice naturally. This means I need to simulate these experiences on my own. How can I effectively implement the pyramid of learning in my English studies? Hashar, explanation of mistakes. 1. Grammar and sentence structure. It is interesting thing. It is an interesting concept. Missing article concept is more natural than thing in this context. If I understand correctly, and if this pyramid is correct, so the most efficient method. If I understand it correctly, and if this pyramid is accurate, then the most effective method. Correct conjunctions, smoother sentence structure. Actually, when I was in university, I intuitively used this. Actually, when I was at university, I intuitively used this. Tense consistency, past tense needed. 2. Vocabulary and precision. Do the real thing. Perform the actual task. More natural phrasing. I realized that when I am teaching, actually, it's very good for my own understanding of the topic. I realized that teaching actually helped me understand the topic better. Grammar fix plus smoother phrasing. 3. Clarity and fluency. I have not speaking partner or I don't live in English-speaking country. I don't have a speaking partner and I don't live in an English-speaking country. Your question is great. If you want, I can also give you some practical strategies based on the pyramid of learning to help you improve your English while studying alone.